But as I promised you earlier, let's talk entertainment news locally, shall we? We'll head to the IU Auditorium, and my great friend and big Reds fan, Ryan Sheets, joining the program. How about that? Four in a row for the Kings of the Ohio, buddy. What a way to spend the Memorial Day weekend. Watch a little baseball.
Hey, I'll take it. With the, considering the last few weeks not being so strong, we'll take a few wins. We'll see where it goes.
Hey, if you can beat the Dodgers anytime, that's good. And if you can sweep the Dodgers anytime, that, my friend, is even better. Okay. And then you beat the Cardinals after that. I don't know. Maybe it just took some rivalry and took some fun stuff there to get the Reds fired up. Sadly, our Pacers could not execute down the stretch. You still got to be happy, though. Get to the Eastern Conference Finals with the banged-up Halliburton and no Benedict Mathurin. Now, that was a pretty good run as well.
Right. It was a lot of fun. Family and friends, first time, you know, really brought me back. That Knicks series really brought me back to the 90s heyday of that rivalry, and really ignited a lot of folks my age that were able to enjoy it as a kid and felt like to live it out again. But, yeah, it was a fun year for sure.
And it will get funner. Caitlin Clark and the Fever have turned the corner, we hope, and that'll be a big story we'll be following all summer long. But, yeah, you've thrown some gasoline on our fire. The Indiana University Auditorium 24-25 season has been announced. That came out last week, and I didn't have enough time to squeeze you in before. And you know what? I think if you tell anybody anything before the Memorial Day weekend, either it goes in one ear and out the other. So I'm glad you're with us today when we're fresh. When we have June in front of us and all the last days of school are over and the race is behind us and everything else, so we can focus clearly on what's happening for 24 and 25. Now, there's multiple things going on, so let's start with the important stuff. The IU Auditorium, iuauditorium.com, has all of your information, so just start there and keep that bookmarked. But everybody wants to know who is on the docket for the new season. We'll tell everybody how to get tickets here in a minute. I know you want me to do that. But well, you're kicking it off in football season. You're kicking it off in September, and you're kicking it off with one of the all-timers in the world of Broadway musicals. Tell me, who is the leadoff spot for the 24-25 season, my great friend?
Well, sure. We're very excited to bring back, as you mentioned, one of the best, most successful musicals of all time in Les Miserables. It'll actually be here for 8 performances over 6 nights. So plenty of opportunities to come see this amazing show. And it happens to coincide and fall during IU's family weekend as well. So those folks that come back to visit their current students will get a chance not only to go to a football game that weekend, but there'll be, like I said, 8 performances, September 24th through September 29th for Les Miserables. So we're excited. That is our season opener, so we can't wait.
Well, that's a big season opener. That's kind of like the NASCAR world having the Daytona 500 right. Opening night. Well, that's great, because that's what people don't understand about this. If you had a perfect world, you could copy and paste Les Mis into your schedule where you need it, but that's not how these bookings work, do they?
Right. I mean, it depends on routing and how which way the tour is going and where they're coming from and where they're heading next. And it happened to fall, as you mentioned, right in our sweet spot to open the year in the fall, when, you know, right during football season, then be about a month in from classes starting, everybody be comfortable and back. And yeah, we're excited to have that for that opening week in late September.
What is your official title again? It's Director of Community Engagement. I made it up earlier. I have no idea what it is.
So my fancy title, if you will, is the Director of Audience Engagement. I oversee all of our marketing efforts, and also with some help of my team here, we oversee all of our engagement and education opportunities. So a little bit of everything, but yeah, the fancy word is Director of Audience Engagement.
I was close. I was in the ballpark with my buddy Ryan Sheets. I was right there. All right, let's talk about Les Mis for a minute. All right, even the staunchest the people that don't like to go, everybody's heard of Les Mis. What resonates about this show, and why is that such a big deal to have on your calendar this year?
I think they said it best in some of the stuff they shared with us. It's just a timeless testament to the survival of human spirit. It's set against the Les Miserables novel that was written in the 1800s, and it's just, you know, this came out in 1987 on Broadway and was a smash hit, and had a when it closed, it was one of the longest running Broadway shows of all time in New York. And now this newer production that's been around for the last 10 or 15 years, it's a new generation gets to experience this. And that's what's pretty cool about it is, yes, it's the classic, has all the songs, the whole thing, One Day More. You can hear the people singing, all that kind of stuff. But it's a new production that sheds a new light for a new audience.
Well, you can't be the same. Things change. Everything changes. So that's right. It just has to naturally update itself. Now, you're having 8 showings. That's not common when shows come through here, right?
Right. It's not. And in my tenure here, I think we've only done this 2 other times, and I was in the same year during the bicentennial year. But it's very rare for us to do that. Just to market our size, it's kind of tough to do this constantly. But when you get an opportunity to bring a marquee name, as we mentioned several times, in Les Miserables or anything on that level, you're going to take that opportunity. And it hasn't played here, and over by the time it gets here, it hasn't played here in over 4 years. And it really won't be playing anywhere else in the area this year either. So if you want to see it, now's the time to be right here for 8 performances.
And that's a fantastic point. Sometimes you say, well, I'll just drive up to Indy, or I can get down to Louisville or over to Cincinnati or whatever else might be the case. But if this is the 6-hour hit here, do you expect folks from other parts of the Midwest to start coming this way? I don't want to send anybody into a panic just yet, but that could be a very real possibility.
Yes, a very real possibility, especially when we have – between Friday and Sunday alone, there's 5 performances. So 5 of the 8 are over the weekend. So if folks locally want to see it, obviously during the week will probably be the best opportunity to see it. But I don't want to cause panic either, but I would say yes, that folks from, as you mentioned, those cities surrounding us will likely make a trip over if they are Broadway enthusiasts.
And again, we are not inducing panic. We are just moving the procrastinators closer and closer to subscribing.
Call.
All right, so let's talk about ticket sales, because I know Les Mis is big. We'll get to the rest of the schedule here in a minute. How do we get involved? Do I need to subscribe to the whole season to be available for Les Mis tickets? I know you have kind of like a hierarchy of who goes when. Tell our listeners about it so people can sign up, can get ready for the next steps.
Sure. So basically, yes, your best option to get the best seats in the house is to become an IU Odds Frame subscriber. That does not mean you have to buy tickets to every single show. What a subscriber means for us is you have to buy tickets to 5 or more shows, and that makes you a subscriber. And similar to the Athletics model, a lot of your listeners may be used to this, is over time with subscribing year to year, or whether those that donate, you earn points. And it's called our loyalty point system. And those folks get to pick their seats first. And that starts June 17th. So the more points you have, you get to go first, right? So, so you earn points over time by becoming an IU Odds Frame subscriber for 5 or more shows. And loyalty points folks will start June 17th. And then those who are not subscribers yet but want to become subscribers to get great seats to these shows and the others we're about to mention, that will start July 1st and run until whenever you want to buy 5 tickets. So there's no time limit on that. Starting July 1st, for those that are new subscribers, that's the time to do it. And all this information can be found at, as you mentioned earlier, on iuauditorium.com. And if you want subscription information specifically, go to iuauditorium.com/subscribe.
Ryan Sheets is the Director of Audience Engagement. Les Mis will be here September 24th through the 29th. 8 performances, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then 5 scattered throughout Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. And again, he just gave you all the dates and times and web information where to go to pick up tickets. All right, so that's the interesting part. When you get a quote-unquote season ticket for the IU Auditorium, you only have to pick 5 shows. How many are total on the docket starting in September?
So there's 16 total shows over the course of September through April of 25.
And that's what makes this great, because there is everything from Les Mis, and then let's talk about what else is on there. It's not October in Bloomington if Dennis James doesn't get the pipe organ fired up.
Right. We'll talk about some of the returners now. Dennis James hosts Halloween. He's celebrating Edgar Allan Poe. He'll be doing a couple of silent films, a short one and a longer one, and also an onstage radio drama. I'll go ahead and mention local favorite Straight No Chaser. They'll be back in December for their annual performance. Again, that one does sell out or near it every year, so that's one to get early on. And then Chimes of Christmas with celebrating 75 years this year will be the Singing Hoosiers. That'll be in December as well for two performances on December 7th. So those are the local ones and usuals that are coming back. You want me to go ahead and dive into some others?
Yeah, let's stay with around the holiday, just because Dennis James is on October 17th, and that's important because you get the best of both worlds. No one wants a show on Halloween night. We got kids running around eating 100 pounds of candy. Sure. You can't be in two places. Thank you for not putting that on Halloween night.
Right, and that worked out nicely. But a lot of times, and Glass, you could probably know this, if people, anyone, once Halloween is over, everyone goes straight to Christmas.
That's true.
I mean? And anymore, if you go into stores, retail stores, you know, as soon as October rolls around, you're already seeing Christmas stuff, which usually, you know, some of us Scrooges like me may think that's a bad thing. But this year, I think I better turn that the other way around, because we'll be hosting another musical on November 2nd, which is a Saturday, for two performances, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which is kind of cool, because they're going to be rehearsing here and building the show here, and it'll launch from here. So we will be the first of the holiday season to see How the Grinch Stole Christmas here on our stage, November 2nd, for two performances.
And that's a timeless one as well, because you can watch that during any season, Dr. Seuss and the Grinch. So again, folks, if you buy a season ticket, you have to go to five of these. We have adults, we have kids, and everything in between. And the Christmas shows are always popular. Why? Well, because they are the Christmas shows, and Straight No Chaser, and you mentioned the Chimes of Christmas. Those are just annual performances that folks around here are used to, but it's somewhere. I know we don't have we don't tie these to football weekends and things like that, but when the calendar turns to November, you have a busy month. There are three productions in the month of November, starting with The Grinch That Stole Christmas. Well, there's nothing wrong with having a little fun around Thanksgiving and keeping the gap between holidays. You've got two other events coming up in November.
Correct, and we'll have Grammy-nominated musician and singer Michael Feinstein. He'll be accompanied by the Carnegie Hall Ensemble as he gives a tribute in his show called Because of You, My Tribute to Tony Bennett. Mr. Feinstein was friends with Tony, and he'll have, you know, the big band behind him, and that'll be a great night for those who love Tony Bennett. That'll be a Friday night show on November 8th. And then another great music show is a musical.
Motown!
About the life, Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. It's kind of for those who may have seen Jersey Boys, it's kind of along that vein. It has all their hits and tells a story about how they started in the streets of Detroit and became Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. And that's November 19th and 20th, right before Thanksgiving. So that's exciting.
Are those two shows new to Bloomington, the IU Auditorium?
So Michael Feinstein, the tribute to Tony Bennett, is. Ain't Too Proud has it's the first time it's ever been on our season. When that show, this is kind of a fun story, before it went to Broadway, where it was nominated for 12 Tony Awards and had a great run on Broadway, the production actually did their technical rehearsals here in June of 2018 and actually built that show that went on to Broadway before it even premiered out there. They came here and did one performance of Ain't Too Proud in the summer of 2018. So that was unique. And yes, it's the first time it's on our season, but not the first time ever on our stage with that kind of cool story before it really got popular in New York.
That is very cool. I thought I remembered the banner out front. That's the only, I used to walk that all the time with my kids, and something just stuck in my, whatever's back in there between the car keys and the things you drop between the couch cushions in my brain. It was in there. Okay, great. So you've got Motown, you've got Tony Bennett, you've got Dennis James, The Grinch, Chimes of Christmas, Straight No Chaser. We haven't even got to the 2025 portion of the schedule yet. Ryan Sheets is the director of audience engagement at the IU Auditorium, iuauditorium.com. And now we start getting into some, again, this is what a season looks like. You hit all the spots on the bingo card. In January, we'll have two shows as well, starting with Clue. That Clue? Yes, that Clue.
Yeah, and that is actually that one will be a premiere here that's never played on our stage before. And it's a play. And that's something unique, too, we don't always have is a straight play. And yes, it's based on the 1985 movie that everyone has probably seen 100 times on reruns over the years, and inspired by the board game. But yes, it's Clue. It has Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard. It has Mrs. I must be hungry.
That's right. If you bring Colonel Sanders to enjoy some Colonel Mustard.
And then back by popular demand, we just had the show a year ago, Glass, but it was by far a great success and a huge word of mouth show that I think is going to work again. And it's called Come From Away.
Is that the 9/11 plane story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw this several years ago. It's a different perspective that you don't really think about when you think of 9/11. It's perspective, you know, how all those planes were
grounded
somewhere when they were grounded. And this is the story how 7,000 passengers landed in a town of the same size, 7,000 people up in Newfoundland, and how the community really rallied to house and feed all these people. And it's just a really inspirational story. And you'll leave that one feeling really good about humanity. And that one's January 27th and 28th, Come From Away, backed by popular demand.
Knock your winter blues away. Get to the theater, the IU Auditorium. February is busy as well. We have Either Side of the Valentine's Day week. And another debut, another musical. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to pronounce this. I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to try. I'm going to go with Hadestown.
That's 100% correct.
Oh, so that one.
And that one won. This is still playing on Broadway right now. I'm not sure if it's going to close soon or not, but yes, it's still on Broadway, Hadestown. It won 8 Tony Awards in 2019, including Best Musical. It's a beautiful production. I saw it in New York on Broadway, so I'm excited to see it tour here. It really intertwines two mythic tales in Greek mythology, and it's just a unique show, and some great singers really bring that one home. And then, as you mentioned, after that's on February 4th and 5th. And you mentioned after that, we kind of switched gears a little bit. On February 21st, we welcome a Japanese taiko drum group called Kodo, and they're going to break a global performance. They perform the world over, and we have not had them here in quite some time. But they'll do a performance with drumming and really a child-friendly show, a family-friendly show. Yeah, that'll be a fun experience as well on a Friday night here in Bloomington in February.
Well, it seems like each year you have a stomp or a drum or a percussion. I don't know what these official titles are. I can't believe you even come on and talk to me about this because I'm such a dope about it. But I love to learn about it because I think, you're just going to have these musicals, but you're not. You're going to have a play. You're going to have just music instead of musicals, and that's why the auditorium is fascinating every year. And then we throw on top of that, you're going to have orchestras and dance coming up in March.
Correct. And Dance Theater Harlem kicks off March on Saturday, March 1st, the Saturday night show again. They'll be returning for the first time in eight years. And what's unique about them, they're also not only going to perform on Saturday night, they're going to be here for the whole week, and they're going to be making stops statewide at regional campuses, as well as making special event stops for local schools in Indianapolis and Greensburg, Indiana. And that's part of the audience engagement side of my job, is the community engagement side of my job, is getting to work and plan with schools, not only in our community, but statewide, bring the arts to them. So that's going to be really cool there in February and into March. And then, as you mentioned, March 12th, we'll have the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. It'll be the first time they performed here in nearly 50 years.
Wow.
I know they're very excited. They're very excited to come back, and they'll be doing a residency with IU Jacobs School of Music students, as well as the performance on March 12th. And then it is kind of a musical arts month now that I'm seeing it now again talking to you, is Jazz at Lincoln Center presents New Orleans Songbook, which will come March 26th, which will be a night of jazz filled with songs of New Orleans and highlighting Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. And it'll just be a great night of music for that one.
Yeah, Jazz at Lincoln Center presents. That's almost an annual stop here, right, just with a different motif?
Well, no. So this is just the second time I've been here since I've been here. But what's cool is the Jazz at Lincoln Center proper, which is in New York City, they have shows all the time. They have a touring initiative, which is the Jazz at Lincoln Center Presents, and it gives an opportunity for young and up-and-coming jazz artists to tour the country and really show off their skills. And last time they were here,
Branford Marsalis?
3 years ago. Marsalis was here last year. That was not part of this.
Oh, well, then I'm obviously confused. There we go.
Yeah, but when Jazz Lincoln Center was here a few years back, which was, they had a different program, but it was very popular. One of our best-selling jazz shows we ever had here, and I think it'll be again, especially with New Orleans, Mardi Gras, and the birth, you know, where jazz was born, being the highlight of the night.
Ryan Sheets is the community, oh no, I'm making up the title again, Director of Audience Engagement for the IU Auditorium, joining us this afternoon before we let him get back to his job and all the fun things. Your season kind of runs like the school year, buddy. We're going to start in September with Les Mis, and then we have two shows in April to wrap things up before everybody gets to final exams and grading papers and walking across graduation and little 500s and all that great things. Who are the last two? Now, these, I don't, we, oh, then again, you're making my point one more time. We have kids stuff, adult stuff, songs, musicals, plays. We're going to do some magic, and then we'll finish up. We'll also have Dear Evan Hansen. I know nothing about either of these two. I'm so happy you're here.
Well, Dear Evan Hansen, actually, if you were at our when we revealed this to our corporate partners and different folks that are our loyal supporters a few weeks back, this was probably the one that got the biggest ovation. Dear Evan Hansen is, it's the songs are very well known by not only musical enthusiasts, but the soundtrack really kicked, really did well for it when it was on Broadway. It ended, I think, as COVID did, but it's a point of view of looking at young people and their social media filled lives and the pressures that come with that, and really diving into that as far as Mr. Evan Hansen and being a high school student and always feeling like he's on the outside looking in. And it's a story about that and the mind of the young people and how they deal with that. And that's going to be on April 1st and 2nd. And then we'll end our season on a high note with a first time ever being here, Champions of Magic, on April 15th. And it'll be a night of, they have four magicians that will show off illusions and things that you just won't believe, a lot of pyrotechnics, a lot of high production value, and they use the whole theater. So they'll not only be on stage, they'll be in the seats as well, performing these amazing illusions, and that's on April 15th, and that'll be our season closer.
Well, that's a 16 unbelievable events that are going on. Let's remind everybody again, tickets go on sale when?
So subscriptions go on sale to Loyalty Points folks starting June 17th. And then for anyone who's a new subscriber and wants to buy five or more shows to become an IU Tartan subscriber, that starts July 1st. And I will say subscribing also saves you up to 15% off single tickets.
Oh.
And when single tickets go on sale, pending on how sales are, those can fluctuate just pending on, you know, how things are performing. But new subscribers, July 1st is the date you want. Save you up to 15% on seats. You get to choose your own seats. If for some reason you can't make a show and you need to, you know, switch it out for another one, that's you can do that as a subscriber. There's no problem with it. And then I'll mention a couple other dates, classes. July 12th, Les Miserables, single tickets go on sale just for that show. Just because it's so early in our season, we need to get that one on sale earlier. So July 12th, that's when Les Miserables single tickets will go on sale. And then all single tickets will go on sale August 19th for the rest of the shows. So July 1st is the big one for new subscribers, July 12th for Les Mis, and then August 19th for all shows for single tickets.
Outstanding, Ryan. Great job, and I would be remiss to remind folks you've got a big event coming up. It looks like Wednesday, May 29th. That's a week from, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Whoa, hey, that's the wrong calendar, Glass. Tomorrow night, are any tickets left for Matt Rife?
A few singles, maybe. But
maybe.
Not many.
See, procrastinators, yeah, this is not for you. This is not for you, procrastinators. You
right.
Got
Live Nation's bringing that one. And then Blippi, the wonderful world tour, that's also being brought in by Premier Productions. That's on Friday for the young ones. So definitely two different audiences there. Matt Rife tomorrow, which is pretty much sold out with a few singles left. And then Blippi on Friday at 6 p.m. Being brought in by Premier Productions.
And there's not a bad seat in the house, is there, buddy?
No, I don't think so. We're unique that we have a cool opportunity right here in Bloomington. As you mentioned, I think that's the coolest part about working here and living here is not only the musicals, but it's really anything around the globe that we get to bring to our stage right here in Bloomington. And how lucky are we that, you know, it's right here in our backyard and there's not a bad seat to witness it.